It's January 15th, 2010. Hello and welcome to MediaShift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glaser. I'm executive editor of PBS MediaShift, covering the intersection of media and technology. First, here's the news. After a devastating 7.0 magnitude earthquake struck the island nation of Haiti, there was widespread destruction, and the death toll could reach 100,000. As usual, global netizens banded together online to update Twitter feeds, set up special Facebook pages, and help people find missing loved ones in Port-au-Prince. But this time, text message donations made a huge difference in charitable giving. That's right, people can donate $10 to the Red Cross by simply texting the word Haiti to the number 90999 and being billed by their cell carriers. That effort and similar ones brought in a record $7 million in the past few days. Plus, the cell carriers and credit card companies said they would waive their usual fees for any donations. CNN once again proved to be a dominant news source for breaking news, with various reporters and anchors on the ground in Haiti within 24 hours, and important citizen photos and videos coming in through its iReport site. According to The Guardian's Mercedes Buns, CNN wasn't just reporting the news, but also giving the victim a voice, helping the victim find relevant information, as well as informing the public, but also providing them with a possibility to connect with the victim and help. End quote. In other news, search giant Google made a stunning announcement saying it would no longer censor its search site in China after a series of cyber attacks on Gmail that targeted dissidents and human rights proponents. Google had been criticized for censoring its site in the past and admitted that its strategy of working with China in hopes of the country liberalizing its free speech policies had failed. The move was quickly hailed by free speech advocates in the West and had many people in China worried that they wouldn't have access to Google services if it was shut down by the authorities. The Obama administration said it was concerned by the hacking attacks that emanated from China and said it would look into the matter. Many observers noted that Google was not a dominant force in China, with homegrown search site Baidu having double Google's search share there. It remains to be seen whether other companies will follow Google's move or remain engaged in China, a major power in online business. Now it's time for Just One Question. I talked with Tribune Media TV critic Kate O'Hare recently in Pasadena for the TV Critics Press Tour. My question: Conan O'Brien recently said that his time slot still matters on late night TV. Is that true with DVRs and time shifting now?
It depends on the timeliness of the show. Obviously, if you're talking about sports, time matters. If you're talking about live news, time matters. I think if you're talking about The Tonight Show, for example, that matters. You want to be the first one to hear that monologue. If you wait until tomorrow, your friends are going to spoil it for you. Maybe you won't get to watch it. There's certain things on TV that people want in real time. So live, timely programming and sort of water cooler stuff like Tonight Show, time matters. But for a lot of other stuff, not so much.
Now for this week's poll at MediaShift. The question is, what do you think about Google's intent to run an uncensored site in China? Our last poll question was, what do you think about 3D TV? 41% said they had no interest. 22% said 3D will happen, but just not now. 14% said it's all hype. And 9% said they can't wait to buy one. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS MediaShift at pbs.org/MediaShift and our sister blog, Idealab, at pbs.org/Idealab. Thanks to PBS and the Knight Foundation for making this podcast possible. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, media mixer, or media maker, shift happens.